Okay. Good to see you, Mark. How are you doing?
Morning, John. Yeah, I'm doing okay, thank you.
So today I think we're going to talk a little bit about what we can be thankful for during the lockdown. Obviously, it's a difficult time, many tragedies, perhaps people feeling a bit sort of a cloud over them. And especially as pastors, we want to be positive. We want to try and keep our people joyful in the Lord and positive towards life. So I just thought we'd talk one or two questions around that. So with that in mind, what would you say was the main thing that we can be thankful for during the lockdown, during the pandemic?
Yeah, well, I think we our theology has to be put to the test, rather, and we profess to believe in the sovereignty of God. We believe that He is the Lord of history, and our times are in His hands. It's very easy to trot those things out, isn't it? But we've got to put that into practice in our own lives, and we've got to recognize that what's happening in our country and across the world is all part of His plan. You know, it's been determined before time began, and we are living in our times, and others live in their times, and we don't throw up our hands and say it's all out of control because God is on the throne. So, you
That's
know,
right.
that's
I mean,
isn't that.
that's right. So, we shouldn't be saying to ourselves, "Oh, all my plans have gone wrong. My life is in a mess." We should be saying, "God has actually appointed it for me to and my family to live through this particular time." And again, obviously, it's easily trotted out, but needs to be applied to us. All things, the bad things as well as the good things, work together for good to those who love God. And as you say, we need to take hold of that. We believe that God is sovereign. It just came into my mind, you might be Christians, we think back to the Puritan times, Christians living during the Civil War and thinking, "Oh my goodness me, what's happening to my life?" And yet, go on.
Yeah, that's right. Also, we believe that sanctification comes through a number of different channels, don't we? And in a way, when we're taken out of our comfort zone or our routines, we perhaps reflect on life in a slight from a different angle, and we find our own weaknesses, and we are tested in those areas. And we're going to talk at perhaps at another time about the pressures of the domestic situation, which we're not normally accustomed to. But whatever situation we're in, God can use that to develop our gifts and graces.
You mentioned the domestic situation. What about positives with respect to the family and perhaps wider? What's been your experience there?
Well, I think that family time's good. We get a little bit of time to do things together with the kids. Sometimes it can be infuriating to have the kids hanging around you, but other times you can do some fun things together. You could develop a new skill. Maybe you've never baked a loaf of bread in your life. You could try it, those sorts of things. All these sorts of down-to-earth practical things that go around the home, we tend to be a bit above them sometimes because we're so focused on the next
As pastors,
meeting.
yes, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we're always on the go, diary in hand, smartphone in the left, diary in the right, calendar on the wall. We're on our way. No, God said, look, let's take a break from all that.
What about more widely, perhaps the neighbours? What's happened with you?
We have a WhatsApp group in our street, and we've got to know a few people through that. They're helping each other out. I'm not saying that that's going to be the same in every neighborhood in the country. Some neighborhoods are finding it really hard, you know. But in our area, it's been quite good. The clap for the NHS, we've sort of had this kind of strange get together on a Thursday night. That's been
Now,
quite good.
one of our grandchildren calls that bang bang night because everyone comes
Yeah, brilliant.
to bang.
There's a lad across the road from us that plays trumpet voluntary and that sort of thing, you know. So
Very good, very good.
that's good.
But that's been positive, hasn't it? To get get amongst our communities a bit more. And I think we're nearly finished. But what about positives, perhaps for the church? Now, I've been thinking about this, and that great question is always there, isn't it? Why has God shut the churches? And I do wonder whether there is a great positive in it, in the sense of maybe we're becoming too reliant on each other, the kind of fellowship, level in the church was the big thing.
Yeah.
And not enough vertical that, you know, personally. Yes. And I feel that the shutting of the church is, the Lord is positively kind of inviting us back into prayer, into spending more time with Him. And it's almost like love to say that I want to draw you near to myself. Do you want to say something about that?
That's a good one, yeah. I think meetings can be events rather than experiences of God. Mm-hmm. I think that's a problem. We've become partly our Western culture, isn't it? We love to have everything programmed, organized, and so on. God's much bigger than our organizations, isn't He? Yeah.
That's right. I mean, I think that's been positive as well, hasn't it? Sometimes we've kind of over-controlled the church. We've got so many programs and everything, and the Lord has kind of thrown that out of the window.
Yeah,
and actually, we found that things haven't gone to pot. That the Lord is doing things. That people are turning up on Zoom to listen to services, etc. All those things.
Yeah.
You're going to say some more?
Friends. One more thing. Friends are reconnecting too, and encouraging each other in all sorts of ways. You know, and now there'll be a downside of it, but that's not our theme today.
Indeed. Okay, Mark, very good to talk to you. Enjoy your coffee.
Great, see you.
Bye. Bye.